But how about a little proposal talk?
Because how about it?
You celebrated a big anniversary.
I did.
This past weekend.
It's one of the few times we've even thought about it or brought it up. But since all birthdays and anniversaries are bigger when the end number is a 5 or a 0, this was the 30th anniversary of me popping the question to my wife. So it's like, oh man, that's pretty big. 30 years ago, back in 95.
What'd she say?
She said yes, Lando, and I really appreciate her doing that. Yeah, it was kind of cool not to just turn me down. And now when you see all the different proposals with the invention of social media, and you have everything documented with the sunset right behind you as you're down on one knee with the ring out, and it's just these photographic moments. It wasn't like that when I asked back in 1995. As a matter of fact, at my parents' house in my old bedroom is where I proposed. I did not get down on one knee. We were sitting on the edge of my sister's bed, and I had the ring, nervously asked if she was going to marry me, knowing that she was going to say yes. I wouldn't have asked the question if I was not like 99.9% sure she was going to say yes. But so we went to my parents' house on Sunday, and my sister was over there, my niece, my parents. So we kind of talked about, you know, how that went down, because I walked into my parents' home after I went and purchased the ring at Redbird Mall with probably the only and the last $100 I had in my pocket. And I asked the lady at the counter about 10 different times, if I showed you this and proposed, would you laugh at me?
Nice.
Because she had mentioned maybe a few months earlier how there was a lady at her job that didn't have the traditional diamond engagement ring. It was her birthstone. It was emerald.
Okay.
And just like, oh, that's different. And I remember her telling me about that. And I thought, huh, I'm kind of happy.
Like, I bet a birthstone's less expensive.
Whoa, way less expensive. And I could imagine myself going up and trying to get a line of credit back in 95 to purchase a ring that's a couple of $1,000. I would have been laughed out that damn place to even think about doing that. So it kind of came in handy as far as the birthstone being the engagement ring. And to her credit, she still wears that thing, man. It's $100. That's all I had. And, so, you know, just kind of reliving those moments and going back to that. But it's the first time we've really actually gone out to celebrate the anniversary. Of course, you remember asking, but if you would have asked me to date 2 months ago, I think it was in October, but I just don't know if I remember the actual date. So it's something that we've never celebrated before, not even 20 or 25, but it kind of came up in conversation. And now we had to go out and celebrate, which means 6 months from now. Because she wanted to wait until September to get married. And the only reason she wanted to wait until September is because of the song. She wanted that to be our song, the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September. And I was like, hey, you know, that's a long time away. So I'll get married earlier than that.
So you did.
So we did. And it was going to be in May. But then we had a problem with the venue. So we had to move it up 3 weeks to April. And that's why our anniversary is April 27th. And she got the question was this a shotgun wedding? Because we moved it up 3 weeks. Like, no, it's not a shotgun wedding. It's the venue.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
No.
That's why you wanted to get married, because you were waiting. You needed to move it up.
I was waiting to fire my shotgun.
Ew.
Exactly, so to speak.
Well, I actually had a shotgun.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. That's how we celebrated.
Shotgun wedding.
That's what that means. But no, I've never asked anyone else, not even jokingly, to, hey, we're going to get married and all this talking life together. No, that's the only one, man. I don't know if she's ever been proposed to or not. I don't think I've ever asked her that.
Well, ask her. Find out.
She may have been. I make it all mad.
You go find out who it was. Guess who won, guy?
Yeah.
I've been here for 30 years.
Why did you do this to me? I've been here for 30 years.
It seems like asking for marriage now is way more elaborate than it used to
be. Oh, my God, yes.
Back in the day. And it's almost as if, because you got to post it places, and now you need to one-up whoever your friends were and find out, oh, you were really creative.
It's almost like their engagement photos, because, like, after we got engaged, we did engagement photos, like, to basically advertise the wedding and that
right.
we're engaged now. But it's almost like when you get engaged, it's like you'll hire a photographer. They're going to do a whole thing.
I know
it's going to be a whole get together.
Big doings now. But
okay.
I'm kind of glad I got married when I did, because she definitely would fall into the, hey, we're doing everything that everyone else is doing right now. If, you know, I'm waiting now. But
you
I had a couple
have a plane like draw in the sky. Will you marry me?
Right. And then they're saying, Twiggy, is that right? And then it just, somebody scratches it out, put an old girlfriend's name. I'm like, look.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Not that. That's not for you. Some guy comes running over. It's me.
But I had a couple of buddies of mine who had long-term girlfriends. And she was quite concerned that I was going to fall into that category of being a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship forever.
Mm.
And she even kind of challenged me on that a bit. Well, before I popped a question, I kept telling them, I don't care what they're doing. I just don't want to have nothing when we get married. If you want to live in complete good times, let's go right now. This would be great. Like, I'm trying to establish a little something. Like, we're young.
Yeah.
That was because I always thought my parents had been married almost 60 years now. In a couple of years, they will celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. So in my mind, you're thinking, okay, you get married at 21. You have kids at 23. I'm following in the footsteps of my parents, and everything was great. And I knew it was going to be a point where I'm going to make the decision. But let's get a little something underneath in our bank accounts a little bit to even try and survive this thing.
Might as well be poor together. It's better than being poor alone.
Yeah, man, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's how we kind of thought about it. Because I got married when I was 21. And it was mostly like, we're really poor. There's no real reason to not get married. We've been living together for 2 years. What are we doing? Like, tax reasons? And it all just made a lot more sense to go ahead and get married.
Yeah, we never lived together.
Oh,
officially.
We were flying in the face of God.
I've lived in sin many times.
That's great, isn't it?
With many different people.
I don't know.
It is great.
Great?
It's pretty great.
I enjoy
it. Okay, well, I don't
know. Especially in the beginning,
yeah,
it's way better.
Yeah, you don't know, pal.
Because then you don't have to go to each other's place in the beginning when you're still enjoying it.
Right.
Then you realize a few years into, you're like, God, really?
I wish I still had that place.
Man, it is remarkable, though, how there are some relationships that truly change when the question is asked. And how someone could be in a relationship for 5, 6, 7 years, get married, and then a year later it's done. And you feel that even if we didn't do this to do about a wedding, whatever, maybe the relationship will still be there. Like, what's the huge difference? I don't get it. Like, we've acted the same way for boyfriend, girlfriend, and now husband and wife. Nothing's changed. Everything is the same. Like, okay, you have responsibilities as far as kids go, and that can definitely drastically change your relationship.
Sure.
I get that.
Yeah.
And we don't have that. We don't have any kids. We went through the portion of, hey, let's try and see. And that was work. That was a challenge, dude. And that was very, very stressful to you just, hey, man, if it happens, it does. If not, let's not worry about it. And it didn't. So we're kind of living our best lives now.
There's something to getting married really young and, like, basically growing up with your significant other, too, where, like, you change together. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're not like, all of the sudden, you know, if you're older, you can kind of be putting on a front and trying to, you know, put on your best to put your best foot forward. But when you grow up together, man, you know each other from not only just you had nothing, but you were nothing. Like, you were just a blank canvas.
Yeah, and I'm kind of who I am. And I've been the same way the whole entire time. Nothing's changed, and she's kind of the same way. But I remember talking to my dad at the table when I walked in. He was the only one there. I don't know if my mom may not have been there or not. And I told him, I think I'm about to ask her to marry me. He just said, oh, yeah? Yeah, I think so. He's like, you sure? I think so. Okay. Well, thanks for the advice, Pops. I really appreciate it. Then I was calling her mom to officially ask for the permission, but her mom wasn't there, and I spoke to her stepdad and said, hey, man, I'm about to pop the question, and he said, hey, as long as you take care of her, we love you, man. Just go about, you know, do it.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you have to do. And I was like, okay, everyone seems to
this is great.
This is great. Exactly. But why are my palms sweating so much? Like, what's going on here? But and she knew immediately. She went to choir rehearsal at the church that we were going to church close to my parents' home. Hey, just come over here before you go back to your house. So that wasn't out of the ordinary. So I don't think she knew exactly at that time it was going to happen. But she walked in and I was like, hey, come here. And I just didn't want to waste any more time. I didn't want anything to get in the way of, do I need the devil on my left come shoulder? Here. Hey, man, you sure about this? Like, let's think about it for a second. I didn't want anything like that to happen. So I just grabbed a hand, pulled into the room, and went about the probably corniest spiel I've ever had. And it
was. Let's hear it.
Oh, dude, it was so typical. Kind of rom-com movie.
You have changed my life for the better.
I love you so much. I just can't imagine this world without you.
Stop looking at me when you say that.
You asked me. You said let's hear it, so he's a method actor.
Come on. Why are you holding his hand? This is weird.
Why are you now? I'm on one knee with Lando. And just
he's nodding yes. He's in.
Oh, Lando's saying yes. That's
I hope when Lando does it that his intro music plays when
I've done it before. Oh, have you proposed before?
Yeah. It went fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not married, so you could
good for you.
Imagine.
So it but the asking went fine.
The asking went great. I had to buy a ring I couldn't afford, which I've never seen again. So who knows?
Oh, you didn't get the engagement ring back?
No. No, you don't expect it back.
You don't?
No.
Couple of pros here.
I don't even care. Have it all. I don't care. Have the house, have the savings, have whatever you want. Just get away from me.
So how long was the engagement, Lando?
It's funny, you were talking about how things change once you get engaged or get married. In our case, once we got engaged, that's when she started sleeping with other people. So who knows? It was about 6 months.
You could have had the greatest marriage ever because you could have done the same thing.
That's not a great marriage.
It depends on what you believe in.
Goodness gracious.
Mormon Matt.
Well, we've got a new one.
Mormon Matt! I like this.
Why is he so excited about it?
Ham, is that your one and
I'll
only
your house on
proposal and engagement? Have you ever proposed
before?
I'm a
one and done guy.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely one and done. If this thing doesn't work out,
can't get any better.
I'll never donate my time to anybody ever again. It's all me forever.
Or I'll just go back to the same jewelry store and ask for that $100 ring again and do it again. It'll be great.
I think by this rate, by the time I retire, I'll be on 8.
Engagements?
What?
I'm asking the question.
I was trying to do the math in my head and play it out and see. I like to ask. It's fun.
How many engagements have you had?
I don't know, a few.
He's not math man.
No. Give me a number. I want to know an exact number.
I don't want to say.
All right, let's start with the invasion.
It's just 2. Come on. 8. What? 7. No, how many?
He's the best.
He needs another hand.
Let him cook.
Do tally marks and tell us after the break.
All right, lunchtime with the invasion rolls along. We come back. We'll talk college football. Texas OU. Other matchups. We'll do it next. Here at Ticket.